What's up, family? What is up? Welcome to episode 244 of the All Moves podcast. My name is Anthony Manaya. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys are ending the week strong, taking care of your responsibilities, solving the problems of the mind, not allowing the problems to roll on to the next day, and starting the week off with a bang, depending on when you're listening to this. As I record this, it's Friday, November 18th. So whenever you are listening to this, take control of your own existence, fam, because no one else is going to do it for you. And that leads into today's topic. Look, fam, you either win or you learn. Everything that happens to you happens because of you. And this is something that I had to learn over the years, fam, that truly, truly, truly changed how I see the world, is that nothing happens by mistake. Nothing is just, oh, that just happened because, these things just happened, right? It happens to you for a reason. It comes down to your level of awareness, the level of responsibility you are willing to take. It comes down to who you are. It goes back to the episode I talked about, identity. It comes down to what you prioritize, what you find important. And all this stuff create the life that you are living now. Everything that you would call good and everything that you would call bad. So if you can understand that, right, that everything that happens to you happens because of you, you will start to focus on yourself a little bit more. You start to respect yourself a little bit more. You start to pay attention to the smallest of details, fam. And I always talk about these small details because so many people overlook them. People don't think. They think that things that happen just randomly, right? They don't think that they've been influencing the future towards that direction, or secretly they knew that, you know, something is going to happen based on how they've been living their life, right? Everything makes sense when you dive into it. Everything makes sense, fam. Everything makes sense when you dive into it, right? You look at it and like, that makes sense. I get why I got that result. When you really, really break it down and you stop blaming others, because when you blame others, you're giving your responsibility away. You can't pay attention to the details when you blame others for why you are in the position you are in. So you have to look at this entire thing and say, okay, it's up to me. And it always will be. And I put myself in this situation. What is it about the moves I've made that led me up to this point? And what can I do right now to make serious changes? But every single decision you make, there's a cause and there's an effect, right? There's a move and then there's a result. So every move you make, fam, you're leading yourself somewhere. And everything that happens in your life, and the more you do, the more you bet on yourself, the more you take risks, the more you go after for what it is that you say you want, the more you're going to fail. The more you're going to lose, right? And for many people, they're afraid of the losses, which means you're afraid of the lessons. Because, again, I've said you either win or you learn. And the learning part is the part where it did not go your way, right? An inconvenience happened in your life. There's something that's standing in the way, or there's a problem that you don't understand. And then you would say, oh man, why is it happening to me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Or you would say how you would see how difficult it is, or you get discouraged by what's going on, right? Instead of getting excited because of the lesson that you can learn, instead of looking at it and instantly turning your mind into, okay, what can I get out of this? Does life kick you in the ass sometimes? Of course. Does life beat you down? Of course, right? But it's you, fam. It's your perspective and how you handle things. It's who you are and the things you've suppressed for so long. The things you've ignored for so long. You thought you can get away with it, But you can't, fam. You can't. It always comes back. It always comes back to haunt you, right? You can escape, right? You can escape for so long, but when it's time to make a decision or it's time to make a move or when it's time to grow, you have to address that thing, whatever that thing is, deep down inside, right? The lessons, fam, you can't skip out on the lessons. You have to attend that class. And that is a class that is very difficult for people, right? And it's hard. I get it. It's hard, right? It's hard. Especially if you've been sheltered from adversity or been protected from failure and you've been, you know, overprotected by family and how you've been raised and by those around you, what you've been taught, right? Like failure is bad or, you know, losses are bad or whatever, right? Tough times are bad. It's like so many people are fighting hard for comfort and security when the comfort and security is causing them pain and misery. It's connected, right? This is why it's important to live life on the edge. It's important to continue to grow. It's important to continue to go back to zero. Go back and listen to that episode, fam. It's called Zero. I break that down, what that means. So go check that out. It's just, you know, be willing to pick up the lessons, fam. Like, I've gone through so much, fam. I got through so much in my life. It is the only way or the only reason why I'm able to even do a podcast like this so consistent. Consistently since 2018, right? Just every week, just a new episode. Why? Why is there always something to talk about? Because growth is never ending, fam. There's always lessons. And as you continue to build on yourself, as you continue to show up for yourself, right? You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn. You're going to grow. When you take risk, you're going to be like, damn, I didn't see that. You have to go through these things, fam, to see the world from a different perspective. Awareness is freedom. And there's no better way to learn than to learn from your own mistakes and to learn from failure. Yes, yes, it's better to learn from other people's mistakes, right? You can look at the people that, you can see what other people are doing and be like, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do the total opposite of that. You can learn from other people's mistakes, which is the best way. But you won't truly understand, fam, until you see it for yourself. And sometimes you're just going to have to go see it for yourself. Prepare yourself for the failure. Prepare yourself for the loss. And it's all about how you react and respond to what happens. Because if you can control that and take ownership of that, then there's nothing to fear. Because you trust yourself, right? And when you trust yourself, well, first of all, when you know yourself, you trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, you start making decisions, making moves, knowing that, you know what? I can handle whatever comes my way. It's going to suck, but I can handle it. And that's the only thing you need, fam, when it comes to jumping into the unknown. It's like you can't prepare for everything, right? You're not going to be prepared all the time. Just going to have to go up and you have to just show up and do it and learn as you go. And going back to what I was saying, for me, it's like there's a lot of things that I've gone through. And I remember the earliest days, like, you know, me being 18 years old, building a business in high school, right? And I always go back to 18 because that was the time where I'm starting to become a little bit more aware of something, but I don't know what it is. And I'm reading books and I'm listening to mentors. And I just remember always being so emotional, always being emotional, like not understanding why something always felt off. Everything just felt off all the time. And I remember standing in the high school hallway in the corner, the bell rang. everybody gets out of class and everybody is going down this one direction to go out for lunch, right? And then I just started bawling out in tears when I see these people walking. And I'm like, look at these people. Look at it. The bell rings. People are just walking. Zombies. People are just following directions. And I don't know, man. It's just something in my mind. Again, this is just my personal experience on just, if I go back and observe myself and I put myself back in that moment where I see people just walking with no intention, right? Just mindlessly moving and going through life, right? And remember talking to my boy, I'm in tears. I'm like, bro, you see this, man? Look at these zombies. Look at these people. And like, no one cared that I was in tears. And again, this is not, I'm not looking for pity here. I'm not looking, oh, nobody cared. No, as in like, people are so lost in their own world, they don't even see me, right? They're just looking at me and just walking up. Like, it doesn't even matter, right? It's not like, whoa, what's going on? It's just like, okay, there's just this dude in the corner just, they know me. So it's like, is Anthony just crying in the corner? Or maybe they didn't even notice, right? But it's just so, people are so stuck in their own minds that I remember that moment. It hit me so well. I'm like, damn, man, I gotta make changes, man. This shit sucks. And I'm talking to my boys like, yo, this kid is crazy. But something always just fell off. And I always was so emotional about it, right? Just always so emotional. Like, damn, I gotta make moves. I gotta make moves. I gotta make an adjustment. And at that time, me building a business, I remember showing my products and services to people who don't even have bank accounts. Oh, man, selling a product. Like, dude, I don't even have a bank account. Do you ever pay for that? I don't even have money. I'm like, look, listen, I can show you how to open up a bank account. We'll go to Chase right now after this school, right? After lunch. Let's go right now. Open up your bank account so you can buy my product. Oh, man. But I just remember how being so hard, it was so hard to get out that situation because it's like a bubble, right? It's a bubble. It's a heavy, heavy conditioning. I remember talking to the principal at the time and he's like, dude, just get a job. I remember talking to the financial guy, get a job. What are you doing? You know, the teachers are like, huh, that's cute. You want to do all that? And just, I just remembered all these things that they would say, the faces, the way they said it. And I used it all as fuel. It inspired me, fam, to build something bigger than ever before. I remember my friends, my family, everybody just saying things. And I'm saying this story for a reason, because when you're looking to understand yourself or do something different or bet on yourself, everyone around, it's a conditioning so strong that people want to keep you down, right? It's crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket. It's like the crabs keep each other down. No one falls out. No crab falls out of the barrel because everybody's just keeping each other down. They don't want to see someone escape, right? It's like this is what was happening, and it's kind of like being in a straitjacket, right? And one of those jackets that's just like you can't even move. Like it's like psychologically you're stuck in this glass box, and you're like, what the heck is going on? Like it's everywhere you go. It's like a scam. It felt like, right, for me. And you know, that's what happens when you increase your level of awareness. You look around, it's like, damn, am I the only one that understands or sees things differently? Like, what is going on? And I remember how difficult it was to stay consistent, stay focused, and to get out my situation and to break out of that bubble, because everywhere I turned to, everywhere I looked, every conversation I would have, it would be, again, it's people who are stuck in that bubble. And the bubble is a bubble of fear. It's fear that is so strong that many people just don't want to take risk. People don't want to think for themselves. People don't want to bet on themselves. People don't want to understand themselves. Because if they saw themselves, then they'd be like, okay, well, then the whole system comes to an end, right? So what did I have to do? What did I have to do in order to get out of that, right? I had to take risk. I had to do the exact opposite that everyone around me would be doing, right? So when people hang out on Friday nights, people drink and smoke. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to hang out Friday nights and I'm not going to drink and smoke. That's just not, I'm not going to do that. You know, people complain about their problems. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to take responsibility. How hard that is. People don't want to wake up early. They don't want to go to sleep late. They don't want to work on themselves. I'm going to do the exact opposite of that. And everything goes hand in hand, fam. And we're not just talking about, you know, working for yourself and building a business. We're talking about understanding yourself and being the best version of yourself, right? In relationships and just being the healthiest version of you as a human being, the most aware version of yourself, because awareness is freedom. And that's all I ever cared about. And what's attached to freedom is, of course, financial freedom, right? But it's mainly psychological freedom. And when you want to be psychologically free, and then everywhere you go is like, no, you have to be conditioned or chase comfort, chase security, chase safety. It's like, fuck, it sucks you in, fam. It sucks you in. And then you're there just mindlessly following orders. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's like a robot. Yes, no, yes, no. So much fear, like, oh my gosh, you're gonna do that? Oh, you're gonna go over here? Oh, I saw this on the news the other day. It's just like, man, you're hearing this from somebody who sits on the couch, drinks beer, eats McDonald's, and it's, you know, listening to the news all day. And this is the person that's giving you advice, someone who's afraid to take risks, someone who's afraid to ever bet on themselves in any way. They're telling you, oh, you don't understand, the world is like this. And then psychological limitations is passed down. And then you're associating with people who all think the same. And you're just like, oh, what is this, right? And this is why most people don't change. This is why most people don't take risks. This is why most people don't bet on themselves. This is why most people are not interested in the lessons that they can learn if they just took action, right? And with every level, with every solution comes a whole new set of problems, right? So if to go to a next level, you're going to have to solve a set of problems. You're going to have to change a priority. You're going to have to change a perspective, and then that changes your entire lifestyle, right? And then it changes the moves that you make. And with that change, you're back at zero. Again, go back to that episode. If you haven't heard the episode zero, go check that episode out. You go back at zero because you're now in the new, right? You're in the new. I solved this problem. Now this solution has opened up a door to a whole new set of problems. And then you have to start again. And it's like, okay, let me continue on this journey. Let me keep growing. Let me keep doing different things. Let me keep understanding myself. Let me go deeper and deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, fam, the more you're gonna fail. The deeper you go, fam, the more uncomfortable you're going to get. And there's a lot of lessons to learn in that. So much lessons, fam. So much gems in the moves you make. Again, you either win or you learn. And when you win, you're complacent. When you win, you get dull. When you win, you take the foot off the gas. When you're winning and you think you're good, the mind is deteriorating, which is why, you know, taking three steps back and messing everything up is usually the best thing for you, because now you can reposition yourself and do something new. Especially if you just keep going, fam. You keep going, keep going, keep growing. Keep learning more about yourself. It's like nothing's solidified. Nothing is secure. Nothing is safe, right? It's because you're living life on the edge. You're living with energy. You have life. You have passion, right? And I know the difference. I know the difference, fam. I know the difference between living with no passion, living with no love, living with no just purpose, versus where I'm at today. It's like it's a totally different existence, fam, which is why everything that happens to you happens because of you, fam. Everything that happens to you happens because of you, because the world is in your mind. The world is in your head. And everything that happens to you is associated to the moves you made up to that point, how you respond to adversity, how you respond to failure, you know, your fears in your mind, the illusions you create, what you think you can accept, the limitations you place on yourself, the limitations that was placed on you that you refuse to question. And I get it, right? I get it, how difficult it is to break out of that when everybody around you is just telling you otherwise. Oh, you're doing that? Or why are you working on yourself? What does that mean? Why are you going to the gym too hard? Are you stressed out? Why are you eating so right? Life is, you know, you got to have fun in life. And like, people will put their ways on you. They'll put their limitations on you, and they'll keep you down because they don't want to see you win. Because you winning reveals other people's mediocrity. It reveals what other people are not doing. So it's important for you to protect your energy. Like I said in the last episode, protect your energy. Meaning, you know, take control of the environments you go into. Take control of your own space. Take control of everything that you have control of. And make decisions that will reposition your life. And that's what life is about, fam. Repositioning your life and taking that chance and betting on yourself. And understanding that everything that happens and that comes your way, it's all lessons to be learned. You got to take that class, fam. You got to take the class. You got to take the class. You got to be ready for whatever comes your way. And understand that you're either going to win or you're going to learn. And with this mentality, you will move forward with forward energy. My bad, family. I dropped something. You will move forward and with forward energy, you will move with so much energy towards the directions that you want to go. And it's powerful, fam. It's powerful, right? For so many people who are afraid to learn, right? So many people who are afraid to fail, they don't take the class. They don't take the class. So they never actually understand. They'll read about it, right? They'll talk about it. They'll wish about it. They'll say one day, but it's never day one. And just know, fam, the more afraid you are, right, when it comes to making a decision, the more afraid you are, that's how you know you have to do it. Because you can be so afraid. And just know, once you make these decisions, fam, you are instantly putting yourself on another level and another level. And this game is never ending, fam. It's never ending. I learn so much every single day. And sometimes I look at myself like, damn, dude, like you could do anything you set your mind to. And it's a real thing. Like I said earlier, I've overcame so many things in my life, fam. I've gone through a hard, hard life. And when I say hard life, it's all psychological. Right? From the outside looking in, it's like hard life. What? You know, you lived in this place and you grew up, you were safe. Like people would say, no, you had a great life. But again, the world in my head says otherwise, where I feel like I'm misunderstood for so long. And I'm like, damn, man, am I making the right move? Questioning myself, saying, I don't understand what's going on. Why this is happening? What's the right move to make? Because everything that everybody's telling me is coming from a certain perspective, a fearful perspective. And I'm just like, man, I can't relate to that. I can't listen to that. And it's tough. It's tough to break away, fam. It's tough to break away, but you have to take control of your own existence and stay true to your vision. Stay true to how you see yourself. And you have to see it for yourself. You have to go all in on you and leave room for flexibility, fam. Go all in on you and leave room for flexibility, meaning don't be so stuck to your ways that the last thing you think about changing is yourself. You have to look at yourself and say, okay, I'm going to go all in. This is how I see things. This is how I do things right now. This is where I'm at right now. And then I'm going to take this and make a decision. And the moves I make and based on the results I get, I have to be willing to be flexible and say, okay, I got to change myself because I want a different result. I can't be so stuck to my ways that I don't pick up the gems. I don't see the lesson, right? Because it goes against my beliefs, right? You have to look at it and say, okay, let me be flexible. Let me question my beliefs. Let me question to see if this is the right move. You can't be so stuck and solidified to your ways because then you won't grow the way that you want to grow. You won't grow to your full potential. You're growing with limitation because you can fail. And because you're unwilling to change your perspective or you're unwilling to question your perspective or question your beliefs, you miss the lesson. You don't see the lesson. It goes right over your head. So then you keep repeating the same moves, same mistakes, the same. It's like you get the same outcome, but you never learn from it because you haven't changed something within yourself. You haven't questioned yourself. Right? So leave room for flexibility, fam. Go all in on yourself. But you got to see it. You got to see it for yourself. You got to see it for you. You got to see it. You have to see it. You can read about it and hear other people's stories and hear things. You got to see it for yourself. And it's painful at times. And it's painful. And it can cost you a lot. And it can move you 3 steps back, 10 steps back. And it can be scary. But fam, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to do, fam? Nothing is a big deal. Nothing is that big of a deal to the point where it's like, okay, what? You lose some money. Oh, well, okay. You went 3 steps back, but there's no problem a change of perspective can't solve, fam. You know? You got yourself in a relationship and it didn't work out. Okay, what do you learn? You started a business, didn't work out. Okay, what did you learn? Right? In actuality, nothing is a waste of time, fam. Especially when you understand what I'm telling you now. There's nothing that's a waste of time. You can learn from so much and it can prepare you for what's next. You know, you can learn so much for everything that you do. You just got to pick up the lessons and be willing to accept it, right? Be open to the class. Sit down and say, okay, let me open my book and see what can I get out of this so I don't repeat this. Or so I can see myself, so I can make changes. And it's not about eliminating fear completely. It's about being afraid and then doing it and learning from it. Right? Because again, you either win or you learn. And the difficulty level is going to be in an all-time high because the people around you were attracted with a lost mind. The environment was attracted with a lost mind. So now you're having these conversations with people who, again, like I said in school, you know, who are telling you things, you're like, oh man, this is not me. I don't see it this way. Or you can understand why they're saying it in from that perspective. You can understand their mentality. You can understand based on their beliefs and how they see things and their limitations, why they say that. And that awareness is powerful. Awareness is freedom, fam. So I want to end it off by saying this, you know, not everybody who goes to school is a zombie. And, you know, those of you who have gone to school, have degrees, and you contribute to the society, you work jobs and very important jobs, just know, fam, I truly, truly appreciate you. I'm just going based on my own experiences and my own story. So that being said, fam, I leave you guys with that. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening.